Hello, this is George L. Presleyan, and I'm making this audio as a part of the legendary L. Presleyan family story, Chapter 4, regarding immortal beings or forever beings. For a few years around before and after 1995, I was in California, and I was friends with Voonman Ron, as he was calling him his true spiritual name at the time, and also refer to him often as Robin L. Presleyan. And that's all part of our story. But this audio is specifically to describe something that he channeled to me in our way that we would do that. He would channel the All That Is, and we would be kind of sitting together having a conversation so that I was, you know, asking questions and sort of developing the ideas that were being presented through dialogue. So, you know, it wasn't just sort of like sitting there and being told something and, you know, writing it down. It was really like the direction that things would take would be based on the questions that I was answering. And as he later, you know, said that I could channel the All That Is, you know, as well as he can, in fact, better, I started to look back on those experiences over those years and think that we were sort of both channeling at the same time and kind of, you know, bringing things out by the dialogue, by the process of dialogue, and, you know, witnessing and participating in that with the All That Is in that way. And so in that regard, I would say, you know, because they're talking about we're here in the world, you know, what's happening is that we're actually all forever beings from another world. And so I would say, well, what do we look like? You know, what do the forever beings from the other world actually, you know, look like? And so they really started to focus on the faces and the voices, because actually, if you think about it in the world, that is a really important way of identifying. And so it became clear that they were, you know, wanting to answer my question by helping me to remember and to have a sense of remembering what the forever beings are actually like, sort of waking up here in the illusion to my own awareness of something that I supposedly already know but is buried inside of me, which is something that we can all do through the faces and the voices. And it's a very interesting experience to try and do that, which I sort of ended up doing that since 1995. Now, what specifically came through eventually is that they gave me what's called the maps of the faces and the maps of the voices. So how it works is that the face is divided up into different areas, like the jawline, the chin, the nose tip, you know, the area around the face, the cheeks rather, and the eyes. They would call that the Batman mask. I'd say, what's the Batman mask? They say, that's the part of the face that would be behind Batman's mask. So not the eyes themselves. And so it's like a puzzle, and the puzzle pieces, they said, of the faces of the individual forever beings, which they said there's like 22 of them involved with being in the world, split into all the many, many bodies. But those, the actual forever beings themselves, to get a sense of the feeling of who they are through the recognition of their faces, they would say, okay, so, you know, this particular forever being, and, you know, we'd know the name of that one, they'd say that one is, and then they'd list off parts of actors or famous singers' faces and say, you know, well, that actor goes for the eyes, and that is the jawline, and that's the nose tip, and that's the nose bridge, and I'd write this all down, and then I'd go in my graphic studio and, you know, do the best. At the time, there wasn't really so much the internet, you know, to get pictures of the faces and so on. As the years went by, I was able to kind of take these maps and work with them more, because there was more and more, you know, famous people's pictures on the internet and, you know, videos. But you also can, you know, rent videos at the time and look, you know, just look and not necessarily cut anything out and paste it together in Photoshop, but still looking and feeling these various parts and of the face, and imagining putting them together. And even just, for example, watching a movie that has one or two of the actors that have parts of the faces, knowing the part and just watching the movie, incredible experience, just incredible. Because over time, with numbers of different actors, a number of different faces, a number of different movies, it became like a series of experiences of, you know, different parts of the faces showing up in these different actors and putting that together, I guess, in my mind, the same as I was sometimes putting it together with Photoshop and whatever images were available. And it became very, very consistent. I'd be like, wow, it's like, it's so consistent, this sort of the look, the feel, very, very consistent, and also very recognizable from a sense of, like, you know, knowing what those beings actually look like, and a familiarity, if you will. And the same with the parts of the voices, that each being has parts of the voice, which would be the bass, the baritone, the tenor, and the soprano, would each be assigned to a different actor or singer. So you'd have, oh, well, this forever being with all, you know, these, this is how to put the face together, and then this is how to put the voices together. And, you know, the baritone would be with that actor or singer, and the bass would be that actor or singer. And then you'd listen to those, and then you'd think, wow, that's incredible. That really does sound like the same person, but at different, tones, different ranges, different vocal ranges. And the speaking voices was another different, you know, four parts of the voice, four different actors or singers. And so I still have those maps for a number of the forever beings. And it's just, really exciting and enthusiastic now with the way computer software is in 2016 when I'm making this recording, to think about actually, you know, somehow working more extensively with putting together the, you know, making digital characters or something with the parts of the faces and the voices.